Audio Renaissance presents Cain and Abel by Jeffrey Archer, read for you by Jeff Harding.
April 18th, 1906, Swanim, Poland. She only stopped screaming when she died. It was then that he started to scream. The young boy who was hunting rabbits in the forest edged towards the noise cautiously. He saw the woman, with her dress above her waist, her legs splayed wide apart. He ran to her side and stared down. Lying between the woman's legs was a small, damp, pink animal, attached by something that looked like rope. The young hunter turned his eyes towards the woman. He did not need to be told that she was dead. Bending, he picked up the slippery little body, and unsheathing his knife, cut the rope close to the child. Blood flowed freely. He pulled grass and hastily tied a crude knot in the cord. Then he took the child in his arms and ran towards the cottage, where he knew his mother would be waiting for his rabbits. With a family of eight to feed, she needed at least three. Sometimes he managed a duck, or even a pheasant that had strayed from the baron's estate on which his father worked. When he reached the cottage, the young hunter silently held out his offering to his mother.
"Holy God,"
she said, and crossed herself. Her eyes were showing a tenderness the boy had never seen in them before.
"When a guest comes into the house, God comes into the house."
He knew then that the thing which he had done must be good.
April 18th.